With his back arched, his sleek muscles straining and his head tipped back, Martin Darius looked like a wolf baying over fallen prey. The blonde lying beneath him tightened her legs around his waist. Darius shuddered and closed his eyes. The woman panted from exertion. Darius's face contorted, then he collapsed. His cheek fell against her breast. He heard the blonde's heart beat and smelled perspiration mingled with a telltale trace of perfume. The woman threw an arm across her face. Darius ran a lazy hand along her leg and glanced across her flat stomach at the cheap digital clock on the motel end table. It was 2 p.m. Darius sat up slowly and dropped his legs over the side of the bed. The woman heard the bed move and watched Darius cross the room. "I wish you didn't have to go," she said, unable to hide her disappointment. Darius grabbed his kit off the low-slung chest of drawers and padded toward the bathroom.
"I've got a meeting at 3," he answered, without looking back.
Darius washed away the sheen of sweat he had worked up during sex, then toweled himself roughly in the narrow confines of the motel bathroom. Steam from the shower misted the mirror. He wiped the glass surface and saw a gaunt face with deep-set blue eyes. His neatly trimmed beard and mustache framed a devil's mouth that could be seductive or intimidating. Darius used a portable dryer, then combed his straight black hair and beard. When he opened the bathroom door, the blonde was still in bed. A few times she had tried to lure him back into bed after he was showered and dressed. He guessed she was trying to exercise sexual control over him and refused to give in.
"I've decided we should stop seeing each other,"
Darius said casually as he buttoned his white silk shirt. The blonde sat up in bed, a shocked expression on her normally confident, cheerleader face. He had her attention now. She was not used to being dumped. Darius turned slightly so she would not see his smile. "Why?" she managed as he stepped into his charcoal gray suit trousers. Darius turned to look at her so he could enjoy the play of emotions on her face.
"To your credit, you are beautiful and good in bed," he said, knotting his tie. "But you're boring."
The blonde gaped at him for a moment, then flushed with anger. "You shit." Darius laughed and picked up his suit jacket. "You can't mean it," she went on, her anger passing quickly.
"I'm very serious. We're through. It was nice for a while, but I want to move on."
"And you think you can use me, then toss me away like a cigarette?" she said, the anger back. "I'll tell your wife, you son of a bitch. I'll call her right now." Darius stopped, smiling. The expression on his face forced the blonde back against the headboard. Darius strolled around the bed slowly until he was standing over her. She cowered back and put her hands up. Darius watched her for a moment, the way a biologist would study a specimen on a slide. Then he grabbed her wrist and twisted her arm until she was bent forward on the bed, her forehead against the crumpled sheets. Darius admired the curve of her body from her backside to her slender neck as she knelt in pain. He ran his free hand along her rump, then applied pressure to her wrist to make her body quiver. He liked watching her breasts sway rapidly as she jerked to attention.
"Let me make one thing very clear to you," Darius said, in the same tone he might use with a recalcitrant child. "You will never call my wife or me, ever. Do you understand?"
"Yes," the blonde gasped as he twisted her arm behind her, pushing it slowly up toward her shoulder.
"Tell me what you will never do," he commanded calmly, releasing the pressure for a moment and stroking the curve of her buttocks with his free hand.
"I won't call Martin, I swear," she wept.
"Why won't you call my wife or bother me?" Darius asked, putting pressure on the wrist.
The blonde gasped, twitching with the pain. Darius fought back a giggle, then eased up so she could answer. "I won't call," she repeated between sobs.
"But you haven't said why,"
Darius responded in a reasonable tone. "Because you said I shouldn't. I'll do what you want. Please, Martin, don't hurt me anymore." Darius released his hold, and the woman collapsed, sobbing pitifully.
"That's a good answer. A better one would be that you won't do anything to annoy me, because I can do far worse to you than I just have. Far, far worse."
Darius knelt by her face and took out his lighter. It was solid gold, with an inscription from his wife. The bright orange flame wavered in front of the blonde's terrified